In a 2019 email to author Michael Wolff, Epstein writing, "Trump said he asked me to resign. Never a member, ever. Of course, he knew about the girls, as he asked Glenn to stop." Maxwell is serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. Sources say she's angling for a pardon. And just a few weeks ago, when Trump was asked about her, he didn't rule it out. Tonight, Democrats say the new emails increase the pressure on the Justice Department to release the FBI's full Epstein files.
What I know today is that Donald Trump is the president, and he campaigned on releasing all the Epstein files. Obsessed about it. His vice president obsessed about it. And now the White House is involved in a massive cover-up, and we want to know why won't they release the files.
Today, I asked the White House.
In the interest of transparency, why not just go ahead, release the full files on Epstein, get this all over with?
This administration has done more with respect to transparency when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein than any administration ever.
A group of House lawmakers have been circulating a petition to force a full vote to demand the Justice Department release the files. They've been one name short, House Speaker Mike Johnson refusing to swear in Arizona Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva, who was elected 7 weeks ago. He blamed the government shutdown, but today, with the House back in session, Grijalva finally sworn in. And minutes later, signing the petition.
I will sign the discharge petition right now to release the Epstein files. Justice cannot wait another day.
And David, in another twist, the White House is trying to pressure Republicans to switch their vote on that petition. Today, summoning Congresswoman Lauren Boebert here to the White House to the Situation Room, where the Attorney General and the FBI Director tried to convince her not to do it. But tonight, she still signed on to try and force the release of these files.